All right. So we're on Lamed Gimel, and when we met last time, we talked about the very famous story when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was on his deathbed, and his students begged, pleaded, Rebbe, bless us, the last bracha, the last word before you depart this world. This was the Gadol Ador. And he said, may it be the will of Hashem, may it be the will, Shetim mor shemayim aleichem kamor basar v'adam, your fear of heaven should be like the way you fear man. Whew. And the student said, that's it. He said, halavai, halavai, wow. So now go to Lamed Gimel, towards the bottom. V'shamati lahakshot, lama dafka kishara Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai et talmidav hitzchil libchot. It's a good question. Why once Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai saw his students, that caused him, facilitated him to start crying? Why did he start crying once he saw his students? It's a great question. Like I said, there's a lot of commentary on this story. Ma'ayin it, it's treasures, it's gems, it's gorgeous. Check it out. Lefia now. Ulay Yishlamar, Shekevin Shara'a Talmidav. He says perhaps, Rav Kesman says perhaps, as soon as he saw his students, Zachar kol hakavod shechilkulo. He remembered all the honor they accorded him. As soon as he saw his students, he remembered they praised him, all the accolades, the Gadol Ador. He remembered all of the geshmak, the kavod they bestowed upon him. Minityare, he became fearful. Shemelo yatochel kivaro, betachlis adikduk. Maybe he wasn't perhaps so sincere, inside and out, with such precision, gefi dargaso anale, according to that exalted level that they placed him on, v'lachem bach, he started to cry. It's a very interesting idea. He was fearful. My whole life, they've paraded me around, they praised me, but he began to cry because perhaps maybe he wasn't really on that level. Maybe he wasn't that exalted level that his students had accorded him. Wow, very interesting. So when a student says, Rebbe, bless us, what did he say? The fear of heaven should be upon you like you fear men. All of your actions should be done with truth, sincerity. Mechamas yiras Hashem, because of fear of the Eibishter, the Lord above, v'lo rak mechamas yiras b'nei adam, and not only because of you fear people, image, status, etc. And that's the idea, is to be real, to ask ourselves that question. Why are we doing it? What's our motive? What's our agenda? Where are we really holding at the end of every day to really think, or every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh, am I being real? Am I being a real Jew? Am I being a real Jew? Of course we have faults. We all have that wood, right? Like the Aron, gold inside and out, but the middle was wood. We all have those chisronos. We all have flaws. But are we trying? Are we trying to be real? Kama pa'amim, oh, this is classic. Ha'adam oseh devar echad keshu b'fnei acherim, mithaneg acheres b'seter. Many times a person acts one way in public, but he'll act very, very differently when he's alone. This is a clear indicator he hasn't reached the level of Lishma. L'mashal, let's do three more lines. For example, you have a certain Jew that when he's in shul, when he's in public, he's shuckling away, he's got the ski slopes, he's rocking it. When he's in public, the tears are streaming down, he's lebedik, he's on fire, you could touch him, your hand will start sizzling. You know those Jews. But what happens? Umekatzer v'ola mekatzer v'yoyre kishumit palo b'yichidus. But when he's at home alone, and he's a davening Shmon Esrei, it went from 11 minutes to 1 minute. What the heck? Meaning when he was outside in the public eye, in the public view, he's rocking it, the tears are streaming down. But what happens when he's alone? Way, way shorter, without the skiing, without the rocking it. The point is, what are we doing? Are we doing it for the Eibishter, or are we doing it for public image? V'od v'od kehen v'chehena. Many, many examples like this, where we act one way in public, but once we're in the privacy of our home, it's a different story. I've told you this before. Sometimes after parent-teacher conferences, oh, your son's geshmak, your son's geshmak. They're like, you got the right one? I'm like, okay, you guys need therapy. No, but I said, what's the word? The word is, sometimes people are very, very different in public as what they are at home. And we have to try to be as consistent as possible. Ain suffik she'enim domim ma'asenu v'dibureinu k'shem b'fnei acherim l'k'shehem b'yichidus. There's no doubt about it that we can't equate our actions and speech when we're in front of others to as where we when we are in privacy. So that's a question we always have to ask ourselves is, how we act in public and the image we project is the same thing when no one is looking. A Heilige Shabbos to you all.
Rebbe, that's why I started.